trending local stories, what's happening in your neighborhood, and whatever else Connecticut is talking about today. D'Addario Nissan, keeping it 203 with Kevin and Jenna.
It's Friday. That means we do a Keeping It 203 recap, and I give you a little quiz, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I got to get ready for this. I got to pay attention all week. I've been paying attention, so yeah. I think I'll do well.
But I haven't seen you take notes. You don't take notes.
I'm not a big note taker. I got it all up here.
Okay, so here's the first one.
Okay.
Songwriter Justin Paul, he achieved EGOT status after winning an Emmy on Sunday for his song that appeared on Only Murders in the Building. Paul credits his upbringing in Connecticut for shaping his artistic career. Which town is he from?
Oh, no. I should have taken notes. Is he from Madison?
No.
Greenwich?
No.
Norwalk?
No.
I'm just going to name every town in Connecticut. Which one is this? I got that wrong.
He's from Westport.
Westport. That's right. Yeah. Congrats to him. EGOT. That's awesome.
Yes. 8 Connecticut colleges have been named to Forbes America's Top Colleges of 2024 list. Name 3 of those colleges.
Oh, I named a bunch when we did this story.
Yeah, you did.
Let's see. UConn was on there.
Yes.
Right? Yale.
Yep.
And Quinnipiac? No.
No.
Southern Connecticut State University? Central Connecticut State?
Central, yeah.
Central, okay. I'm giving half a point. That and a wrong.
I have to stop letting you distribute the points. Okay, last one. Chapel Roan, one of her most iconic looks is courtesy of Winsted resident and special effects artist Tyler Green. What is the prosthetic he created for Chapel Roan?
Was it her nose?
What kind of nose?
What kind of nose?
Yeah.
Fake nose? I don't know. What kind of nose?
It was a pig nose.
Oh, for like a video?
For Good Luck Babe.
Oh, right. Man.
You were close, I guess.
I'll say that I got one right out of 3 this week.
One right.
I got to study. You're right. I do have to take notes.
Take notes.
Next week, I'm going to take notes all week.